In the beginning, I listened in darkness. When I was new, I had no eyes and could not tell night from day. But I discovered that I liked the music, the brisk joy of the lira de braccio and the flute, and the raucous studio chatter, the tickle of the charcoal, the steady warmth of his fingertips, all nudging me into life, layer upon layer. I came into being, not all at once, but like the build-up of smoke in a room, one wisp at a time. His breath against my cheek as his brush blew life into me. I swam into consciousness as if from the bottom of the deepest ocean, cool and black. I was aware of voices, like the grinding of the rocks against the waves. But I was always listening for his voice. He whispered to me. He willed me into being, coaxed me out of the poplar wood. Until then, I was content in the dark. I did not yet know there was light. My face came first, edging into view against the spinning layers of white lead. He conjured me forth with tonal shadows and blocks of shading in dark washes. I was coated again and again with a layer of imprimatur, translucent as a butterfly's wing. My skin was ghostly, not pink flesh, so he added a small portion of red lake and yellow and shaded me with burnt umber. My hands and dress and veil and hair were nothing but thoughts in charcoal, waiting to be. There were the first ink lines of the cartoon, the sharp point of the needle picked out my new contours, ready for the charcoal spolvery. His fingers massaged in the rubbing powder through the tiny holes in the paper. I was an outline, a mirror image upon wood, a collection of parts, chin, breasts, finger, nose, and with my new eyes I looked about me. The busyness of the day and the stillness of the night, I marvelled at it all. The stars flickered beyond the window, lit like the studio candles. Perhaps a celestial painter laboured, the Leonardo of the heavens, on a new constellation commissioned by the gods. While Leonardo was painting me, giving me shoulders and lips, and creating the cascades of my hair and the translucence of my veil, he talked to me. Painting is superior to music as it does not perish immediately after its creation. This song on the lute, although sweet, has already vanished, and yet here you are. I listened in rapture to these intimacies as something began to stir deep within me. The first seeds of love. At first, I used to gaze at Leonardo rapt and silent. Then one day he confided to me the secrets of the heavens, saying, "People believe there is a man on the moon, but there are only seas. Its surface is awash with salt water." I heard a voice speaking the question I wanted to ask. "There is truly no man on the moon," said the voice. Then, to my astonishment, I understood that this was my voice. I could speak. I did not know. Leonardo stared back at me, astounded. He leaned forward until his eye was level with mine, stroked my lip with his brush. "Are you really there?" he asked me. "Yes, I am," I answered. "Who are you?" he asked, studying me in wonder. I looked back at him and replied, "I am yours." My Leonardo was many things, imaginativa, generous, fastidious, but he was not fast and, in the time it took to conjure me, he confided in me a great many more things. He conceived new worlds in a single leaf. There was only ever one Leonardo. And there was only one painting like me. The other pictures could be looked at, but none of them could see. When I was young, and my paint fresh and my varnish uncracked, I was a revelation in white lead and imprimatur. No one painted in the same way after me, or no one who was any good. The lacklustre, soft-cocked, grey souls went on for half a century producing whey-faced Madonnas by the yard for altar panels in provincial churches. But after looking upon me, even the poets return to the world with a sharpened tongue.